USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Justice Department is declining to pursue criminal charges against former FBI Director Andrew McCabe for allegedly lying to investigators about authorizing media disclosures, ending months of speculation about the high-profile investigation by the U.S. Attorney's Office in D.C. McCabe's legal team says he lied because he was surprised and unprepared for the questions during his May 2017 interview and was preoccupied with other major events. South Carolina officials are confirming the male body found near a dead 6-year-old girl is linked to the case. They identified the male as 30-year-old Cody Scott Taylor. Sergeant Evan Antley says KC police believe there's no further threat to the community.
I can confirm that he was a neighbor, that he was not a relative, he was not a friend, he was merely a neighbor.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
A judge is temporarily blocking a cloud contract negotiated between Microsoft and the Pentagon in response to a lawsuit filed by Amazon. Fox News legal analyst Judge Andrew Napolitano believes
the Amazon team made a profoundly compelling case to this judge, and I'm sure has been unleashed by Jeff Bezos to do whatever is legally appropriate and ethically permissible to win this case.
There's a new survey asking Americans if they want the investigation into Ukraine to continue. USA Radio Network's Robin Walensky reports.
There's a new Monmouth University poll out asking voters, do you think the House should continue to investigate the Ukraine incident? 51% of people polled say end it. 43% say continue to investigate. And 6% say they just don't know.
This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at AVMA.org.
The feds are lining up more indictments for Huawei. USA Radio Network's Wendy King explains.
The Justice Department has added new criminal charges against Chinese tech giant Huawei and several subsidiaries, accusing the company of a brazen scheme to steal trade secrets from competitors in America. The new indictment also alleges the company provided surveillance equipment to Iran that enabled the monitoring of protesters during the 2009 anti-government demonstrations in Tehran, and that it sought to conceal business that it was doing in North Korea, despite economic sanctions there. The company issued a statement on Thursday disputing the allegations and calling them without merit. The new allegations come as the Trump administration raises national security concerns about Huawei, the world's largest telecommunications equipment manufacturer, and aggressively lobbies Western allies to bar the company from wireless high-speed networks. The superseding indictment brought by federal prosecutors in Brooklyn adds to the company's legal woes in the U.S. It adds charges of racketeering conspiracy and conspiracy to steal trade secrets to an existing criminal case in New York, where the company already faces charges of lying to banks about deals that violated economic sanctions against Iran.
President Trump set to take in the Daytona 500 this Sunday. Race is set to begin at 2:30 Eastern Time. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.